So we hear three different parables in today's gospel, and they all have a very similar theme. But the first parable that we hear is the parable of the lost sheep. And we hear that one sheep goes astray while the other 99 stay with the shepherd. It seems like a better description today would be the parable of the 99 lost sheep. You know, that we'd have 99 sheep that go astray versus the one who stays with the shepherd. You know, I would be thrilled if right now 99% of people were coming to church and actively seeking out the shepherd. We'd be in a much better shape than we are right now. But the reality is, a lot of our young people today are raised without any meaningful religion. You know, they're raised in a secular environment without understanding the existence of God or the role of God within the world. And so what that means is that our young people have no context or perspective to understand the purpose for their existence. You know, why are they here? What is their place in this world? And when it comes to the struggles and sacrifices and trials that they're going to face, they have no perspective through which to understand that. You know, it's far more common for young people today, even those who are raised nominally Catholic, to leave the church rather than to stay with the church. And so even the young people that have some exposure to faith really are not exposed to a real Christian worldview. At the same time, the younger generation, which they call Generation Z, is the most depressed and lonely generation in the history of our country. You know, they have the highest rate of mental illness, and they are the most anxious generation and the most medicated. And so the younger generation is not in a healthy place. They're not in a good place. And there's a lot of factors that impact that. But I think one of the fundamental issues is the rejection of religion. You know, that is huge, because that's such an important foundation for us. And so why do so many young people reject religion? Well, most young people are not rejecting Christianity. They're rejecting a false caricature of Christianity. The way Christianity is presented to them is not in its fullness. And so that's what they're rejecting. What our young people, by and large, have embraced is the LGBTQ+ ideology. You know, when I was teaching high school, I was a little shocked, but I found it very helpful, because I was trying to get the kids to debate on some controversial issue. And I remember one of the kids raising their hand, because this was a class that often got into debates, and they just weren't doing it this time. And the girl raised her hand, and she goes, "Father, all we care about is gay marriage." I was like, well, that's probably pretty accurate, and helped me to understand where they were coming from. But that kind of became the cause of their generation. And because that's the lens that they were viewing things through, they view the church as being judgmental and intolerant. That the church just discriminates against people and interferes with people attaining happiness. And so they view the church as the enemy to human happiness and fulfillment. And anytime they hear the moral teachings of the church, anytime they hear someone present it like, that's a sin, you shouldn't do that, that just confirms what's in their mind, that the church is being judgmental. The lie that's at the foundation of the LGBTQ+ ideology is a fundamental misunderstanding of what brings fulfillment to the human person. If we get that question wrong, then we're going to end up in a very, very wrong place in the end. We do not exist here on earth by accident. We are not here by some fluke of nature. We were created intentionally in an act of love, and we were created for a purpose. And it's only in Jesus Christ that we find that purpose for which we were created. And so in rejecting Christ, You know, our society is not liberated. You'll hear people say, oh, well, we're liberated from all these moral rules. Our society is not liberated. We are lost, and we are wandering through the desert, and we're getting attacked by wolves. And we're running away from our shepherd rather than running towards him. True happiness and fulfillment comes when we find our Father's house, like we hear in the parable of the prodigal son. The most fundamental relationship in our existence is the relationship between us and our Heavenly Father. And like all relationships, that relationship has been broken and become disfigured because of sin. And so it's through Christ that we can find and rediscover the most fundamental relationship that's necessary for our fulfillment as human beings. It's only when we encounter our Heavenly Father and have a meaningful encounter with him that we recognize our true dignity as human beings. It's only when we can see ourselves through his eyes that we recognize who we are. That we don't need to impress others because of our clothing. That it's not about our physical appearance that's important. It's not about having a great personality or a great sense of humor. That we have value and dignity because we are loved by our Heavenly Father. And so we need to understand that relationship in order to see our own dignity and our own worth. It's only when we encounter our Heavenly Father that we experience his care for us. You know, a good father is constantly watching over his children and making sure that they're safe. And if they're doing something that's dangerous or going to get them in trouble, you know, father's going to rush in to protect his children. We don't need to be anxious and to be worried all the time because we have a Heavenly Father who's watching over us. His watchful eyes are on us at every moment. And nothing can happen to us that he doesn't either will or permit to happen for some greater purpose. And so having a meaningful relationship with our Heavenly Father is necessary for us to have a foundation of peace and security and not to fall into constant anxiety. And it's when we encounter our Heavenly Father that we are filled and satisfied. That the deepest longings of our souls find their fulfillment. We don't need to seek fulfillment elsewhere. We don't need to constantly be seeking out another relationship or some high that we get from social media or some new adventure or vacation or whatever it might be. We'll find fulfillment when we discover our relationship with our Heavenly Father and we'll be satisfied. And so Jesus Christ and his church are the bridge between us and our Heavenly Father. The church is not the enemy interfering with our happiness. The church is willed by God and is the necessary instrument in order to bring us into a relationship with our Heavenly Father so that we can find peace and fulfillment. And so as we reflect upon today's gospel readings, I pray that many, many of the people who are lost will find that bridge to our Heavenly Father. And for each and every one of the lost who finds that bridge, we will rejoice because that means a son or daughter of our Heavenly Father who was dead has come to life. And a child of God who was lost has been found.